Chapter 11. Appendix. Driver safety. Traffic signs, signals, and road markings are set up to control the flow of traffic, making streets and highways safer for motorists, bicyclists, and pedestrians. A safe driver always watches for and obeys all traffic, signals, signs, and road markings. During heavy traffic or in an emergency, a police officer may direct traffic. A police officer can overrule traffic signals. Law enforcement orders or directions must always be obeyed. Court penalties will be imposed for stealing or damaging airport, traffic, or railroad crossing signs or equipment. Traffic signals. When traffic signals are hung vertically, the red light is always on top. The yellow is in the center. The green light is third in line. If there is a green arrow, it is always on the bottom. When the lights are horizontal, red is always on the left. Red light. A motorist must stop before the intersection or crosswalk and remain stopped until the light changes to green. Yellow light. Motorists should stop before entering the intersection or crosswalk, unless his/her vehicle is so close to the intersection that it cannot be stopped safely. A yellow arrow means the signal is changing from green to red and gives the motorist a chance to stop safely. Green light. A motorist should proceed through the intersection. Yield to pedestrians and vehicles still in the intersection and when turning left or right. Before making a left turn, yield to approaching vehicles. Green arrow. When shown alone or in combination with the red signal, proceed only as shown by the arrow. Be cautious and yield to pedestrians. Flashing yellow light. Slow down and proceed with care. Flashing red light. Stop. Yield to traffic and pedestrians. Go only when safe. Flashing red lights at railroad crossings indicate an approaching train. Motorists must yield to the train. Go only when red lights stop flashing and when all other active warning devices deactivate. Unlit signal. Stop if a signal does not have any of its bulbs working and no one is directing traffic. It is considered a four-way stop sign. Look left and right. Yield to traffic coming from the right or left. Be careful and go only when safe. Orange, steady raised palm symbol. Pedestrians must not leave the sidewalk or enter the roadway when facing the light. Those already in the roadway should quickly go to a safe spot. Pedestrians already within the crosswalk will have time to cross the intersection before the signal changes. Those who have not yet left the sidewalk or curb should not enter the roadway. White, steady pedestrian silhouette, countdown. Pedestrians facing the signal may cross the roadway in the direction of the signal. New Jersey law requires turning motorists to yield to pedestrians crossing on this signal and to pedestrians in the crosswalk. Pedestrian push buttons are located at certain traffic signals. A short time after the button is pushed, the flow of traffic at the intersection changes to a longer green for the side street. Traffic engineers use color, such as an optional yellow-green or standard yellow, for the pedestrian crossing and bicycle warning signs, which are of utmost importance. These signs alert New Jersey motorists that they must share the road with pedestrians and bicyclists and yield to them. Signs are divided into three basic categories. Warning. Warn motorists of hazards ahead that are difficult to see. Guidance. Guide motorists to a destination by clearly identifying the route. Regulatory. Regulate traffic speed and movement. The signs are manufactured in different shapes and colors to convey a particular message. Warning signs. Warning signs are for road conditions that need caution and for specific hazards that may be encountered during certain road operations. Some of the warning signs alert motorists to road conditions, railroad crossings, school crossings, or curved roadways. The signs are yellow and diamond-shaped with a black symbol or word message. Note. The complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Road work signs. Road work signs alert motorists to a variety of temporary roadway conditions. It is important to look for orange, diamond-shaped signs that warn the motorist of lane closing, lane shifts, flaggers, uneven pavement, and detours. Roadwork may temporarily close lanes or divert them, changing traffic patterns. Reduced speed limit signs that are posted alongside orange work zone signs. In New Jersey, all traffic fines are doubled in work zones. A motorist should react to road work signs by controlling the distance between his, her vehicle and the one in front, as well as his, her reaction time. Always read the signs, follow directions, and prepare to slow down or stop. Staying alert to the moving construction machinery in the work zone. With patience, a motorist will contribute to the overall safety of motorists and workers in the work zone. Watching for workers on the road, who risk injury or possibly death. Flaggers may stop and release traffic through the work zone. Note: flaggers have the same authority as a regulatory sign, so a motorist may be cited if he, she disobeys their directions. Guidance signs. Guidance signs identify destinations and routes for motorists. Motorist service signs. Motorist service signs have white letters or symbols on a blue background and provide information about motorist services. Regulatory signs. Regulatory signs are generally rectangular, with the longer vertical dimension, and have black wording and border on a white background. Some important regulatory signs to know are: stop. Octagonal sign with white wording and border on red background. Yield. White inverted triangle with red wording and border with a white border band. Cross buck. X-shaped railroad crossing sign with black wording on a white background means the same as a yield sign. Motorists must always yield the right-of-way to trains. Trains cannot swerve to avoid motorists. Do not enter. White square with red circle that has a white band horizontally across the center of the circle and the words DONT enter in white letters on the upper and lower parts of the circle. Two national signs that indicate where certain interstate trucks can and cannot travel are now being used in New Jersey. Green. Marks the routes and ramps where trucks are permitted. Also marks the travel route to services and terminals. Red. Marks the routes and ramps where trucks are prohibited. Also marks the end of designated routes. Road markings. Road markings have the same force of law as signs or traffic signals. Yellow center lines separate traffic flow going in opposite directions. White lines separate traffic going the same way when there is more than one lane, show edges of roads. Dashed lines on a motorist's side of the center line of the road mean that passing is permitted when safe. Solid line on a motorist's side of the center line means do not pass. Road arrows, when used with other signs, show the correct direction a motorist must take in that lane. White dashed lines separate traffic lanes on multi-lane highways. Double yellow and white solid lines prohibit passing. Do not cross the solid yellow line to pass. Stay in the lane. Keep to the right when driving slowly. Yellow solid and dashed lines control passing. If the solid yellow line is on the motorist's side of the road, do not pass. Pass only if the dashed line is on the motorist's side of the road. A pass must be completed before the yellow dashed lines become solid. Edge lines. Separate the shoulder from the travel lane and show the edges of highways. Yellow edge lines separate the shoulder from the travel lane and show the edge of the highway. White crosswalks indicate pedestrian crossing areas. Pedestrians should use these areas when crossing the road. At intersections where stop lines are missing, stop before the crosswalk when required to stop by traffic signs or signals or for pedestrians. White stop lines. Show where to stop at stop signs or traffic signals. White special markings. Show special conditions, such as stop ahead, school, and RXR, as a motorist alert. At railroad crossings, there will be a crossbuck and some crossings will include flashing red lights, ringing bells, and or gates lowered across the road as a train approaches. Pavement markings, signs, and crossbucks are passive warning devices. Flashing red lights, ringing bells, and lowered gates are active warning signs. White diamonds. Indicate high occupancy vehicle, HOV, lanes reserved for a particular vehicle type or vehicles carrying multiple riders, as identified by posted regulatory signs. Such signs will also indicate hours that HOV lanes are in operation. HOV lanes may also be marked with white diamonds painted on the pavement of the lane. Special warning signs. These signs alert motorists to slow-moving vehicles. A fluorescent and reflective orange triangular sign indicates slow-moving vehicles, such as farm and construction equipment operating on public highways. The operators must obey all traffic rules and place a slow-moving vehicle sign on the back of their vehicles to warn approaching motorists. Rumble strips. Transverse and longitudinal rumble strips are small indentions or narrow, raised strips on the highway or shoulder that are put there to alert the motorist that there is a decision point ahead, such as a four-way intersection after miles of uninterrupted travel. As the strips vibrate the steering wheel and make a noise, they will wake the motorist who may have dozed off or caution the motorist about the danger ahead. Rumble strips will not damage a vehicle. They are meant to get a motorist to drive more slowly. They are almost always used with a cautionary sign. Speed bumps, speed humps. Other types of speed control devices include speed bumps and speed humps. A speed bump is a low ridge that runs across a street and that is designated to slow down cars. A speed hump is a longer, flatter version of a speed bump, which is more raised. Roundabouts. A roundabout is a one-way, circular intersection in which traffic flows around a center island. Roundabouts are designed to meet the needs of all road users, drivers, pedestrians, pedestrians with disabilities, and bicyclists. A roundabout eliminates some of the conflicting traffic, such as left turns, which cause crashes at traditional intersections. Because roundabout traffic enters or exists only through right turns, the occurrence of severe crashes is substantially reduced.